Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting third. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bean. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. O'Brien moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. Snyder tags and moves to third. Young tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder scores. Young moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Bean batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. James reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field. James picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on James. Steinbach moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Steinbach moves to third. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Steinbach scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. James strikes out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Canseco moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Steve Olin now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Stan Javier pinch hits for Billy Bean. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Javier now playing right field. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Steinbach and he is out. Lansford applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Firmin moves to second. Gene Nelson now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Firmin moves to third. Brown moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Gallego moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Honeycutt fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Honeycutt. James moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Furman moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. James takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Brad Kaminsk pinch runs for Deion James. Jim Corsi now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Furman scores. Jacoby scores. Kaminsk moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk now playing center field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Doug Jones now pitching. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gallego is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Allenson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.